With no action planned by the Senate before the August recess, it's unclear what reform will look like or when it might occur. The so-called public option favored by President Obama is losing ground in the Senate Finance Committee, which is pushing for nonprofit cooperatives. Feingold said he'd really like to see a public option in the final package.
That is a solid idea of creating a legitimate form of competition that I think will cause the private sector and the insurance industry to perform better and also provide people with an option if they don't have health insurance or if they're not happy with their insurance. The president has been emphatic, and I think he's right to say, if you're happy with what you have, you should be able to keep it. But there are a lot of people that aren't happy.
Feingold says bipartisan health reform is better if the sides are negotiating in good faith. The Wisconsin Democrat has worked previously with Republicans on other issues, including campaign finance. How to pay for health care has been a sticking point. Feingold believes making the system more efficient would save money. He also supports a mandate for everyone to purchase insurance and a pay or provide provision for business. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.